Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I was a dentist for 25 years and doing the dental practice brokerage now for 14 years. So today's topic is some advice. One piece of advice that I'd like to give both buyers and sellers after 14 years in this business, what I've learned. I call it one additional piece of advice. I have many ideas. And we'll get into that. What the one piece of advice we have. As you know, we're now in 22 states. We have 10 employees. And we're at your service 363 days a year. We only take off Christmas and Easter. So we're there to help you go to closing, whether it's buying or selling an office. Call us for more details. Now, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Everything you're about to hear today is for informational purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. Now, if you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please call us. Because we work with many of them and there's a lot of changes going on in the DSO world. We're aware of them. You may not be, but we've become privy to them. So call us and we'll talk about it. All right? But when we work with DSOs, our commission is usually paid by the DSO. We don't work for them because we pick and choose who the best ones we think for you are, but it's paid for. So there's generally no commission for the sellers on the big DSO deals. And if you work with us, we generally get your legal fees, based on criteria, get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing. So give us a ring about that. We'll be happy to talk to you about that. So as far as an advice to buyers and sellers of a dental office, one piece of advice that we've learned. When it comes to a decision time, that you need a decision from either your buyer buying or your seller selling, one piece of advice we've learned is never push too hard for an answer immediately from the buyer or from the seller. Don't ever give them a deadline, like, you have to tell me in 24 hours, I have to know what direct. You know, somebody's been stringing you along, okay, you say, I need an answer right away, please. But you can't push too hard sometimes. It's the first run around, the first go around. Go a little easy on it. Go a little easier on them. That buyer or seller may need just one night to sleep on it. One single night. And you'd be surprised what a good night's rest and how they feel in the morning. They just think a little different. And that's something that you should be aware of. Okay? Because that one night or one evening or one or two days, it's a little space that they need. Sometimes I feel that the pressure is too heavy from the buyer or too heavy from the seller, pushing the buyer or pushing the seller. Take it easy on them. Give them that little space. If they abuse it, that's a different story. But just take it easy on them initially. I think this is very important. Give them that space, and I've learned that it's worked out very well. Because that one feels real, they don't really feel super pressured, you know? And it gives them time, they feel comfortable with their decision when they sleep on a decision. Again, 24, 48 hours. But when they sleep on it, that's when we'll get the real answer of how comfortable they are, how serious they are, and it seems to work out quite well that I've found. All right, so take that advice. That's one piece of advice. We do have other pieces, but that's one piece of advice I think you should learn from. Don't be too anxious for an answer. Give the buyer or seller a little space. It'll work out for you. All right? Thank you for listening. If you'd like to subscribe, hit that subscribe button. You'll be privy to all the new YouTube videos we have coming on the market. We've got quite a few. So listen and we'll put it together. Thank you so much. Bye. We'll be right back.